Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. I want to thank all of our listeners from all over the world. Please do subscribe and share if you're not already. All right, let's get into it.
Wow. And that was an absolutely appropriate use of literally, and he slayed me at the same time, making it hilarious.
That's funny that you just scattered and, you know, literally just shit. So, you know, but I'm too.
Yep, that's a fact. I actually lucid dream all the time. And back when I used to work in restaurants and I'd have those horrible stress dreams, server stress dreams, the minute I knew I was dreaming, all you do is you just give up on the dream. So you basically just, you stop trying to fix everything and you just sit down. You let everything like go to hell. People start yelling at you, but you just let the dream collapse on itself. And bada bing, you escape from a stress dream and you don't wake up feeling like you worked an 8-hour shift with no tips in hand. So just a tip for dreaming. Also.
Oh, right. That's how you become a comedian. Just call, bro.
Good call. Own your dream. Own your dream, right? Like, so don't focus on what you do not want in your dream. Like he said, if something's happening that you don't want, just let it end. Just be like, oh, okay, storm coming, storm passing. Okay, there it goes. Whew.
Right? Like any port in a storm, it'll pass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This too shall pass.
Hey, guys, I'm back. I got distracted by TikTok. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. TikTok is, like, addicting. I kind of hate it and love it.
Hey, you know, big cock can be distracting. I understand. Hey, it's no problem. You're good. You're good, girl. You're good. Oh, wait. Oh, TikTok.
Did you just crawl out of East River?
Yeah, I did. Over in Jersey. I did. Would you like a hot dog? Well, I got a Coney Island for you right here.
Like, where'd you get a hot dog from? You don't have any clothes on.
Hey, Coney. Hey. Oh, don't ask. Inquiring minds. I'll make you a protein shake.
Dream interpretations? Yeehaw! Now that's what I'm talking about. Now, I had this dream the other day that I was riding around in a submarine in outer space. And, there was, like, flying to planets and making clouds on the planets using vaporizers. And then all of a sudden there was Taco Turtle and Pizza Cat. And I was like, oh, this must be a dream. And then I woke up. What's the interpretation of that?
That's commonly described as a fever dream.
Keith Bird, go.
Oh, yeah, that's just as a method of psychosis. Or fever dream.
Well, yeah, it could be what we call a fever dream, or that could be a definite DMT trip that you experienced there. I would need to know if you just inhaled a certain substance about 35 seconds before this experience happened. Just need to know.
Well, if you want the nightmares to really stop, you need to find a Romani gypsy, get 4 of her tears, get a chicken's foot, put it in your shoe, only the left one, we're not idiots, and then you drink 3 of them and pour one on the ground. You, boom, nightmare's over.
Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. What are you, idiot?
Yes, well, there's two.
Only the left shoe. Jesus.
It is good. It is long.
Yes, it is good. It is like my sister's breast milk. You make the urethra squirt, but not the female squirt, the urine squirt. You want the combination of the female squirt, the urine squirt. You put a little male semen in there for good measure.
Oh, God.
You get all the protein, you mix it together, and then you make that person drink it, because I would not drink it. Oh, my God. Good luck to you.
Horrible mental picture, but you know, I appreciate the vividness of it.
And then good luck to that person, because something will happen.
I'm not yeah, sure why.
You just put a curse on somebody. If that's yes. one way to do it. Curses are good. Yes, we love
them. Dick Cheney, we are wishing you eternal hell and extreme pain in the head of your penis every day, for every moment, until the day you die. And I hope you never die. I hope every day you wake with the extreme pain in the head of your penis, and you can't make it go away, so you smack it, you smack it, you smack it, you smack it, but you can't make it go away, and you live with the pain every single day of your life, but your life is gone forever. Yes, a Dick Cheney. We call him a dickhead. A Cheney is a good.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like my own personal hell of Burton, but let's go to... It's called Dick Cheney.
I was born in my own private Halliburton.
I mean, if a redneck was Buddhist, we would believe in reincarnation. So, I mean, I can't.
It's Brutus. That is Brutus.
Oh, that was good, dude. That was good. Yeah. Oh, my God. If I had anything in my mouth right now, I would have just spit it all over my computer. So, thank God I didn't.
God, porn is fucking ruined.
Because that was because funny.
I was going to say, go spitting on the computer screen just did something for me.
Well, skeet, skeet. I mean, hey, you know, I'm going to go live after this. You know,
I'm looking for opportunity comer.
Hey. Hey, you know, you talk about skate skate and you bring out my inner Bill Clinton, because if we got to talk about preverts, well, we got to talk about the number one prevert of all time. Bill Clinton, there's a poster put out about me. I'm kind of proud of it. It was the 176 women that Bill Clinton has diddled, and this was like in 1992. So that makes Hillary a full-fledged, power-hungry, psychotic lesbian. I mean, what?
You know, we're going to sexually assault like it's 1999.
God. We going to shoot him in the back of the head like it's 1999. That's right. That's Hillary's favorite song.
I wonder
I'll tell you like, what.
That's Hank Hill mixed with Bill Clinton. That's Bill Hill.
I digress. Oh shit,
we can fuck right off with them shadow people, okay? Well, let's not even go there about the shadow people. Actually, I kind of want to do like a whole podcast about the shadow people. Shadow people. Shadow people.
Not that bad.
Shadow people.
They're just like characters that you haven't unlocked on a game.
Shadow people.
It's not creepy, is it?
No, you gotta talk to them.
Shadow people.
Motherfucking America.
Shadow people.
Motherfucking America. America. Fuck yeah. Hi, everybody. Motherfucking America here. Dream interpretation. I'm listening to the story. Wow, that's nuts.
These nuts. I thought about voting for them.
These nuts were made for nothing, and that's just what they do.
Nuts were made for mutton, and that's just what they'll do. You go ahead and rub my and they'll skeet all over you.
I come in my hand or on a girl's back like a gentleman, so.
Or in a proper gym towel, lad, right? I mean, that's how we do it at the country club. In a proper gym towel. Yes.
It's a jolly good time.
It's a jolly good time.
I digress.
Just a bunch of circle, just a circle of jerks, all circle jerking.
Drug was coke, y'all. Coke doesn't make you want to jog to McDonald's. Wow, you know, you're supposed to be exercising. I'm legit. I seriously think that the Clintons like the weed. His obsession with jelly beans and food and all the things. I really think that Clinton was a weed head.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I mean, look at him now. He looks like he's a walking corpse. So he's
got AIDS now.
Okay, but man, when he was on a jog. Perfect timing. When he was on a jog with the Secret Service and decided to jog to McDonald's, I was dying. I was dying. That was great.
I want to live as a fly on the wall of your mind forever.
That was fucking hilarious. Motherfucking America. Fuck yeah. That was so hilarious. But, yeah. Riff on that one, Keith. That was riff. That was rich, right? That was rich. Like, I mean, we could go so many places with that.
It was almost as rich as, like, motherfucking America. It's in the name. America.
I mean, it is.
Mothers, you know. It's just right. How we do.
That's how we do. I'm on milk banging, son of a bitch. I got to tell you what. I just hit. What, was that my outside voice, Keith?
No, I think that was... what would you call that? You're trying to appropriate my culture is what it is, and I'm getting offended. And when I'm confused, I get angry instead of asking questions. So I'm in a blind rage right now, and I don't know what to do with it. So I'm probably going to take it out on my electronics here, or a wall.
You take it out on your electronics, on your penile member, whatever you got to do. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
This new VCR I've got is going to fucking have it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I love buying me some new $5 electronics so that I can destroy them in my fits of rage. I love that.
Fits of drunken rage.
I love that. And I do it weekly.
Daily. You've heard of those break rooms?
I like legit. I like legit got the most satisfaction ever though from just smashing a CD player on the ground once. You know, I was just like, I don't even remember. It was probably something so stupid because I'm that guy. But
I'll show you to play R. Kelly, fucking yeah. CD player.
You know, I'll show you to play five CZs at a time when I just want to play this one. God damn it, you played the wrong CD and I'm going to show you. You know,
didn't you know it? I mean, R. Kelly's out here fighting for his motherfucking life.
And then all of a sudden the thing smashes into four pieces, and you know what? It really actually felt pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, breaking stuff is a nice release.
And then, you know, but you know, I should have been smart enough to break, like, so that's why I'm saying it's a funny comedy bit, but this is also like a PSA. Go to a garage sale and buy some cheap shit that you can break.
I thought we were going in the direction of steal somebody else's shit and break it.
Well, that's even better. So you break into a gated community because they got all kinds of shit. And you know what? You ain't even got to bring it home. You just start breaking it there. Just bring a baseball bat with you and you're good to go. Ooh, whoops. Like, is that my outside voice, Pete?
I feel like every house I rob is a gated community. They all got walls. It's weird. It's a lot different than my house.
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, Robin Hood.
I feel like
should have been a saint. Should have been a saint. Yes, I am.
A little bit about robbing from the rich and and punching holes in the walls of the poor.
Jabez was the guy who made the golden rule of treat others the way you like to be treated. That, right. I think, is like the best thing that you could ever get from Jabez.
Right next to the golden shower.
That's right. I mean, I live by, and on a completely serious note, I think that's the thing that pisses me off about all religions is don't fight each other because you all say the same thing. Do unto others. Right? Just be cool. Yeah. Like, isn't that it? Just be cool. It's every religion around the world. It's every drum circle at every concert ever. The rules are just be cool. Just don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. That's it.
Don't be a dick.
Sometimes people are assholes. That's a sociology degree.
Right, but it doesn't mean you have to be a dick and invade that asshole.
Yeah, I mean, if you do, I mean, at least don't force your religion on that asshole after you leave.
And definitely not when there's sand involved. And preferably get consent.
Preferably.
saying.
Oh God! What if you yell surprise? Is that still?
Oh Jesus! Oh Jesus!
You just made me snort. Oh shit!
Not in the social lubricant like the exclamation surprise.
Ooh! Yeah, not in the what? That hurt kind of like you know way, but yeah. Oh, not in the Bill Clinton kind of way. Not in like, here comes my cigar. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bill Clinton's safe for his saxophone.
That's right. When this cigar starts to irritate you, you just say saxophone. That'll be our safe word. And I'll know the marination has reached its limit.
This is so fucked up. He's like, we don't stop until I can light a cigar off of my dick.
That's right. It's got to have a certain amount of fumigation.
Yeah, you know, oxygen to fuel ratio.
That's right. And that's why I fell in love with Monica Lewinsky, because she got that flammable pussy juice.
Flussy juice. Yeah, seen it before. It's a real problem.
That sound like it's Kamala Harris's fault. That was the climate of the time. That was the attitude of every state AG of the time. Not just California, sir. There are hundreds of millions of people who are still sitting in jail because of the attitude of those times. So it wasn't just her.
Well, yeah, motherfucking... Yeah, motherfucking America, I would have to agree with you, except you pronounced her name wrong. It's pronounced Kamala is how you appropriately pronounce her name. You know, Ms. Vice President, Kamala, Harry Cunt, Kamala is how we should address her. And I just want you to know.
That's the weirdest national anthem I've ever heard.
I'm going to sing it again for you. I'm going to sing it again for you, but we need to acknowledge that she done overcrowded the prisons of California with the sole goal of increasing the prison working program. So she was making money off them there prisoners, but the state told her she had to decrease the prison population. She said that's not going to work with our current prison work program. Then all of a sudden, you got these here firemen out there fighting fires, $2 a day out here in California. You know, most of them nonviolent drug offenders. Thank you, Cunt Mala.
Hey, that's a livable wage to come all over her, Harris.
$2 a day. I mean, you could pull one cunt hair a day for that.
That's funny. You think Bill Clinton sees pussies with hair? I mean, Jesus.
I think one hair, $2. Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah, you're off, Bill. Come all over her hair. Teach you how many pubes somebody should have.
I think we should start a public campaign to ramp up some money to pluck Cunt Mala.
Oh, that's a whole other thing to unpack. Campaign.
campaign. For Cunt Mala.
Let's unpack that one. Isn't it? Oh, I better stop. I better stop. I'm about to get shot.
I'm on a wash list now, currently. Like, I guarantee it.
You guys are waffling so hard right now. You guys are like worse than the Brits.
Waffling?
Worse than the Brits.
What's waffling?
Waffling? Well, give me some syrup, love. Well, give me some honey. Pour some sugar on it.
You know what's funny is most people mean figuratively when they say literally.
Like, figuratively?
Most people literally don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Like, figuratively, because I'm totally not talking about that, but I'm going to totally say figuratively.
Yeah, exactly. Most people say literally when they mean figuratively. Literally means, like, the
absolute
actual words. Literally. Yeah. This is literally what the person said. Like, which is basically like saying, quote unquote, right?
I literally have a lighter in my hand.
Yeah. I'm literally about to do a bong hit.
I'll literally join you as we listen to the sweet, the Sweet Nothings here by EMC.
Are we not talking to the shadow people? I've legit seen a shadow person come out of my ex. That was an experience. I was violated, and shadow people are not cool. I'm not friends with the shadow people. They can fuck up.
Yep.
Fuck you, shadow people. You can suck my cock.
EMC, check out this story. And Keith, too. You'll love this one. So, you know the guy that Breaking Bad is made about?
No, I don't know his name by heart, but yeah, I know it was based off of a real character.
Right. So the guy that he was getting his shit from was hooked up. Basically, the guy that taught him how to make his stuff was in Palo Alto, California. And he was making all kinds of stuff. And I apparently was getting some stuff, liquid acid, from a guy that had that connection. So this guy had a mobile home inside a warehouse in Palo Alto, California, and was sending out just ridiculous amounts. He was just like, and it was like his philosophy that he was like fighting,
doing
the world a favor, fighting the good fight. And he was, right? He's opening people's minds. He was creating good shit. The purest ecstasy, the purest LSD, 2C, a bunch of stuff I've never tried, 2CB, DMT, ketamine, which I have tried, and ketamine is amazing. It's amazing. Kaiser is now studying ketamine for depression studies.
Yeah, there's a lot of studies that are being done with hallucinogens and depression and PTSD and things like that now. But, you know, how long did it
there's
take?
There's a company now that advertises on Facebook, Mindbloom. You can pay to go do psilocybin psychological treatment, and they say one treatment is like 6 months of traditional talk therapy.
Yeah, I mean, I take acid or LSD maybe once a year, sometimes maybe twice, but yeah, it's just how I do the, I guess, clean out. And
I do psilocybin about once a year. Yeah, same thing.
See, the drugs are all right. I mean,
well, I use it for like tuning up your computer, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to clear out the bad.
Clear out the hard drive, right?
Yeah, you only have so much processing power.
That's it. And what do you want to process this next coming year, right? Like, okay, so cool. I did all this shit, and it's good to do it at like a landmark kind of time. I'm not going to tell anybody what to do. I'm going to say what works for me. I do it at a landmark kind of time. Do it when shit's happy, when you're feeling good, when things are up, right? Because it's going to magnify however you feel. So you can't do it when you're down or you're going to feel horrible.
You're going to magnify that down.
It's going to 10x whatever you're feeling, right?
Yeah, it's just an emotion amplifier, I guess.
Yeah.
And awareness. But,
I've also done like, you know, half gram and just sat in my room by myself. No movies, no nothing. Just done a bunch of like mental cleaning, bro. And it's been really, really healthy. I've done it in my room, like with minimal input. Like you don't want to just be watching movies or whatever. That's fun, but you're not doing the work, right?
Yeah, it's not supposed to be fun.
It's not supposed to be just fun party drug. It's a powerful sacred tool.
You respect and it.
On top of a mountain is the best place I can think of that I've experienced, right?
Clear air.
Outside in the open air, right? Go outside and just be at one with nature.
Yeah, just watch the mountains breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you'll realize that there's nothing different. Like, I had this epiphany. I'm sitting on a mountain looking at San Francisco from 30 miles away, and I had this epiphany that there's nothing different than me and a blade of grass. We're absolutely, we're the same chemical makeup.
Yeah. It's vibrating different.
It's just an arrangement of atoms and a different vibration. But I literally felt a blade of grass communicating with me, bro.
That's that being in touch with nature. It's once you It's real. 1,000%
real.
I mean,
that's what the ayahuasca people talk about, right? Like ayahuasca is a mind blower because it takes two different plants to make it happen. And out of a whole rainforest of shit, how did they find the two different plants? And the shamans say the plants told us. Like, what? But we're so out of touch, right? Because we're always plugged in.
Yeah, we're out of touch because we're told that we're different. And then, you know,
and we're not. We are nature.
Right? Yeah, we are nature. And if we're not careful, nature will take us over. I mean, it'll get rid of us like a virus. Let's see.
That's boring. That's Keith, come on. You got to get more exciting than coming on a girl's back. There are plenty more else places to come. Lots of places.
Okay. That's right. I am never nicer than when I come on a girl's
back. Well, that's just the first place. But
when I come in the corner of a room sometimes, they don't even have to be there. I'm just, I got weird kinks, you know. I mean, I'm marking my territory. Come back to it.
Shit, I might skeet on your drapes and not tell you about it.
Oh, yeah, scrapes. You know, skeeted drapes. Yeah, seen those. Every hotel room in America.
That's right. Don't bring, I got one word of advice to you. Do not bring a black light to a hotel room.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm going to make one, but just to punish myself for song.
It would actually be a good thing to do. Like, if you brought a folding chair and a video camera and a black light, you could make a hell of a YouTube video. But sit on your safe folding chair, and then just like smoke a couple bowls, film a video, and leave.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like sitting there and like do some like pair of, like. Oh shit! I can't think of it now. I lost it. It was a cheap joke, and I'm better than that.
Well, no, but you just film like the virtual plethora of skeet marks. It like the room under a black light would look like looking up at the universe, right? So it'd be nauseating because those are all little skeet marks.
Yes, paranormal comtivity.
Exactly. I worked in a fucking hotel, dude. Like, they change the sheets every night, but they don't change the comforters, like, ever. And they wash them, like, once a month. So that's if you're a comforter, and everybody's doing comforter fucking, right? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, what's a comforter for them, other than cum? I mean,
come on. You're going to get into bed when you're done fucking for the night at a hotel, right? But most of your fucking is done on top of the bed, right?
Yeah, I mean, you come for the comfort.
Am I weird like that?
Yeah, I think we both are. We live there.
I'm just saying. I don't get into bed till I'm done. I like my sheets clean. I do it all on the outside.
Did you know that a girl can actually get pregnant if you tell her you didn't finish in her? That shit is fucking crazy to me. Like, I just...
Oh, yes, you did. You swoop it off the belly and put it up in there three knuckles deep. Oh, yes, you did.
Son, what are you talking about? A little knuckle.
Thought you wasn't going to knock me up.
Oh, man.
I think I met her.
Oh, who? Knuckle Spelunk?
Yeah, Knuckle Spelunk. I didn't come inside you. Oh, yes, you did. Three knuckles deep, motherfucker. Thought you didn't knock me up. Mm.
It's like I was up to my fucking wrist bone. It was terrifying. That's why I left.
And then wrist bone's connected to the ham bone. All of a sudden, you're fifth deep going...
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, what happened?
Well, you got fisted. That's what happened.
That's what happened. Give her a month. She'll be back to normal. Them there vaginites, they's amazing. Give her a month. She'll be back to normal.
They are wildly resilient, I've got to say, or I do no damage whatsoever.
Right? It's funny how dudes are like, I'm going to tear that shit up. And, like, some comic said it best. He's like, man... You could stretch that shit a mile, but you ain't gonna tear it an inch.
Right? For real?
Get over yourself, you little pricked motherfucker.
Exactly. You know why 6 inches is the standard size of a dick? It's because men are liars.
Right.
You can play the next one. I did it.
I got her.
That same word as meatloaf, because I would do anything for love, but honey, I ain't doing that. Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Sounds like anal.
Talking about a bat out of hell. Woo! Oh, she's talking about anal? She won't do that? Some girls just won't do it. Like, you know, I had to end an engagement because of that.
You should come over to Michigan, baby. Come see how the prisons run here with all these Michigan gangsters up in here. It is like a revolving door, a clown car. They got a real money maker going on over here in Michigan with all their prisons, honey. They make her look like an amateur.
You know who the largest?
Pop goes the industrial prison complex.
Right? Like, man, you know the largest owner of for-profit prisons is the Bush family.
Yeah, I mean, that's a mighty wide of them.
Evil empire. So they created the crack epidemic. George Bush Jr. was our first C-grade average president, right?
And that'd be his label passing. Yeah, he's the one that cut the curve.
Yeah, and he got arrested for possession of cocaine and drunk driving. So we lowered the bar for that guy.
You know, it's just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Hey, but he's just a good old boy from Texas that you'd like to have a beer with. I shit you not.
A real down-to-earth millionaire.
Yeah, real down-to-earth millionaire whose daddy constructed or was one of the main proponents of fucking New World Order.
New World Order, that is a wrestling thing. Come on.
New World Order, bro. Like, and Bill Gates is perpetuating it, right? He wants everybody microchipped so that we know if you're vaccinated, we know if you're not. Like Santa Claus shit.
Yeah, except totally crazy. Krampus.
Yeah, it's Krampus. That's exactly what it's fucking Satan.
No, that sounds like a Kardashian whispering into someone's ear.
What's that?
I said that sounds like a Kardashian whispering into someone's ear.
Oh, dude, that was fucking hilarious.
To come hither.
And that's Kim Kardashian, like, ah, with her little fucking lizard tongue. Ah!
You need high heels in a size 13. My pretty.
Chad Perrone on the line, otherwise known as Worm C. MC Worm C. This dude's a badass rapper.
Dave. And another thing. What's up, Keith? Yeah. Coming through. Dream interpretation. Yeah, Dave, I'm checking you out, man. You got a lot of stuff you be talking about. Way deeper shit than I never talked with you. But also, dream stuff. Man, I don't know how to talk about the dreams. I've had some weird-ass dreams. Most of them are just like my subconscious torturing me over the things that are stressing me out. I've had those kind of dreams. But I've also had just weird, like there's always a rescue dream. Like a movie where I'm rescuing motherfuckers. From something. I don't know. Anyway. I'm chill for a bit. Yo, see what's up?
See, that's what we're talking about. What's up with the rescue thing? Like, Keith, go on now. What do you think? What are you hypothesizing? What's the rescue thing about?
Oh, this guy's a helper, you know? He's the kind of guy that, you know, likes to go run through alleyways and see the other crackhead. And he's like, oh, I'm going to date her. That's why. I'm going to help her. And You know, I don't know what that stems from. Oh, I don't know if you know this, but these are completely ridiculous and off topic or any kind of correct tangent towards you, what it would really be. I'm just making shit up because I'm bored.
Off the top of my ass.
Look at this fucking guy. He's a hero complex. Oh, look at me.
It's even gay.
You look these gays. No one can one see. Look at me. Oh, look. Penis complex.
Now, Worm, I'm going to go a little deeper on this one, Worm, and I'm going to say the reason you're helping people in your dreams is because maybe there's a major issue in your own life that you've been wanting to address, but you haven't been.
Let me think deeper now.
My pulse is so strong.
Oh, that feels. I've got headphones on. It felt like you just whispered in both of my ears.
Feel like you just whispered in mine, as I'll tell you what. Wow, that tickled. Woo!
I really never thought that my brain could feel any dirtier, but now it's just filthy.
I need a shower on the inside. You want to hit that next message? We got Juan Rivera, Juanito Papi.
I took shrooms 3 times for the first time this year. God damn, that's some good shit, bro.
God damn is right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Healing. Like, it can, like, set and setting, right? You got to be in the right mindset, and you got to be in the right place, the right setting. But if you do those two things right, it's life-changing, man. It could be life-changing. It could be the funnest time you've ever had. But what I suggest, now that you're initiated one, try it by yourself. Do like 1 gram and go someplace chill and sit by yourself. And you'll go deep inside yourself, bro. It's insane. Deep therapy, man. Right?
Oh, fisting? Yeah. What? Deep inside?
Exactly. Elbow deep. You going elbow deep in one night.
Chris Rock's No Sex in the Champagne Room? Well, I'm making you song No Black Lights in the Hotel Room.
There you go. No black lights in the hotel room because I'm tripping out and I ain't coming down soon.
No black lights in the hotel room because I'm a closeted racist.
Cause I'm on Klonopin and I can't see him anyway.
I'm a Harry Carey.
How hairy is your carry?
Oh my God, about as hairy as a Carrie movie by Stephen King. There's blood everywhere.
Well, I tell you, it's about as hairy as Carrie could get, and before it needs a good shaving, and I'm about to take it to the goddamn pet club, I'll tell you what.
Well, I mean, if it says anything about me, like, seeing my bush is what set Carrie off. I mean, I guess I'm a trendsetter.
Carrie offer. You're definitely a Carrie offer.
NWO, I love that new album. Those tunes are popping, they're hot, they're fire.
What? There's a new NWO album?
Something about finger popping assholes.
Or did we just write it? I think we just wrote a new NWA album, huh?
Yeah, it's
Is that what she's talking about? Finger popping assholes straight out of Compton.
Finger popping to the assholes.
Like, oh, Lord. Motherfucker.
Straight to the elbow on the first date.
Go fuck around, get your toes sucked off.
Here's right. Fuck around up in here, get your toes sucked off.
Send some gay gangsters after your ass.
Oh, shit. Don't make me suck on that big toe, motherfucker. I'll bend you over, suck on that big toe, leave you curling with the other toe twitching.
My, like my tongue. Oh, Jesus Christ. You look me in the stomach. I was very excited when you looked me in the eyes. I was sucking your thumb right off.
I suck your thumb right off. Got a fucking golf ball through a garden hose. Ain't got shit on me, cracker.
Hey, you found my ex, brother. Stop saying what. I know it feels good, but it's not worth it in the long run. For the love of God, run.
Oh, for the love of God, get your dick out that garden hose.
Oh, puts a hoe in hose.
Shout out to Worm. How you doing, baby? MFA here. You gotta stop playing Captain Save-A-Ho, baby. Invest in a real woman. You got talents for days. You got a heart of gold. Invest your stuff in a woman who is worthy of you, baby, because you got it going on.
Yeah, you should. You should
right.
Definitely.
And until you make that choice, fuck them all. Fuck them all until you make that choice. Be alone. Be a lone wolf. Do you, because you are. You're a fucking animal, dog. Don't be helping nobody. Help you.
Exactly. You can't help anybody else until you can really help yourself. Listen to female Joey Diaz there. She gave good advice.
That's right. And that's also a Buddhist statement. It's a Buddhist sentiment, right? Before you can be of help to anybody else, you must take care of yourself.
Yeah.
It's also what they tell you when you get on an airplane. Don't give somebody else the oxygen. Give it to yourself first. Otherwise, you're going to pass the fuck out and you can't help anybody else. So help yourself first or you're useless.
Thank God you told me that because I was under the impression I was supposed to just be stealing other people's oxygen, you know?
Well, no, you should do that. It doesn't say not to do that. It just says don't give yours away. It doesn't say don't grab extra ones. I'm grabbing everything I can fucking reach. Are you kidding me?
I'm an only child.
Punching babies in the face and shit.
For fun, you know? I can't. Sometimes I can't
take that oxygen. Then you're fighting the mom and the dad at the same time. Like, hopefully you got a single parent family, so you're just like, pap, pap. They're both knocked out, and you got two oxygens right there. Pap, pap.
No, you let's got a be realistic. Family. You're going to find some grandparents that are raising their kids most of the time.
Well, then you're lucky, bro, right? Because you just like, whoops, drop my luggage on your head. Sorry about that, Grandpa.
Well, soft target.
Got your oxygen.
Oh,
motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, looks like we got a problem in aisle 5. A little help over here. Clean up in aisle 5.
Grandpa fell on the kidney.
Grandpa down.
Yes, I can get behind that. That's
he's falling, and he can't get up.
Literally, that's why it takes Viagra.
Yep. Oh shit, he's falling, and he's got it up. Oh God, Grandpa! Damn, Grandpa's huge, man. Look at that thing. Fuck.
Looks like
stop
elbow,
looking
yeah.
at Grandpa's dick.
And that's why they call it Blue Steel.
I did, each time I did it was by myself and I enjoyed it every time.
Oh, that was great, Keith.
It's not
right
a,
on.
It's not a zoo. It's not a Zoolander.
Right?
It's just...
Hey. One, no, it's more powerful. Steel. When you do it by yourself, it's more powerful because you go inward, right? Like,
oh, yeah,
you know,
reverse penile. No.
Exactly. Like Keith said, you know, it's not a party drug. People think about it. No, it's not, man. Use it as like therapy.
Oh, I was talking about Viagra. I was going to say Viagra is only a party drug if you snort it.
Well, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God. And oh my God. So do you have a bad Viagra story? Because a friend of mine told me a good one. He's like, man,
I took a
bunch of Viagra, thought my girlfriend was going to be all into it. She went to sleep.
Oh, no.
I'm like up all night, like thinking wondering if I should call the doctor. Like,
Jesus Christ. I mean, that's worse than waking up with morning wood. That's like an alarm cock.
Oh, dude. No, yeah. He had the alarm cock for 4 hours. He's like, literally like, fuck, this thing won't go away. I beat it like I beat it like an intruder.
Oh, it beat it like it owes him money.
Yeah, exactly.
I get real passive aggressive with my dick beatings. I'm just like, hey, penis,
You could be better. Come on.
Exactly. Just go to sleep already. Come on.
Yeah. Come on, little guy.
What have you done for me lately, right? Don't give me shit.
Right. Oh, that's funny. You might have to say, don't give me shit. Because I'm terrified of angle. I mean, my God, one time.
Oh, I didn't even know it was like a triple pun, and I didn't even mean it. It just fucking came out. Ah, that's fucking hilarious.
It's a pun sandwich. You know what I mean?
Oh, May the poet. We got line 69 right here. You want to hit that one?
I've seen pain meds, so yeah.
Hey, would you hit that?
And it looks like one of your favorite people is still awake on her pain meds. I don't know how much sense this message is going to make, but I'm still awake. So ain't another thing, I'm here. Sort of. I hate to think of what my dreams are going to be like tonight. I can't remember the ones from last night, but I am listening.
Well, at least we avoided.
Oh, yeah. No, you go ahead.
Pain is terrible.
Yeah, oh, sorry, man.
She didn't have a, you know, Rosie O'Donnell moment. That was Ambien, though.
There you go. What happened to Rosie O'Donnell?
Wasn't it her? Yeah. Oh, Roseanne Barr.
Oh, she's dead? Sweet.
No.
Oh, no. Whoops. Oh, she's not? Damn. Oh, no. Sorry. Did I say the wrong thing?
No time for celebration just yet.
Did I say something bad? Whoops. My bad.
Oh, no, I am adult. Sometimes I say things that people disagree with. Fuck your opinion.
I'ma have this mind. Sometimes I eat a think faster than my mouth. And then I say things, and I'ma no think about what I say. And oh my goodness.
You sound like a meatball could talk right there.
Even a meatball could talk. It sounded like you. With a spaghetti sauce. It's good.
Meatwad. There we go. It's Meatwad.
Meatwad. Yeah.
That's what I call my dick.
I hear it tastes better if you drink pineapple juice like 24 hours before.
It tastes better if you close your eyes.
As opposed to the meat wad.
You just gonna get a little gristle. Oh, we're gonna want to see what motherfucker.
I digress.
Meat wads.
Yeah, what you got to say about meat wads?
That's what you fuck American mothers with, so let's go.
All right, I got a legit question about dream interpretation, even though you guys are just talking off your, you know, the top of your ass. What say you about dreams that come true, prophetic dreams? What say you about dreams that come true, prophetic dreams? And go!
I'm going to say that you probably have thousands of dreams that you don't remember. I mean, you can have hundreds and not, but and you are not party to any of them. So it's kind of like you throw enough darts at a dartboard, one of them's going to stick, and you know it's going to be more significant to you. So it pops out, and that's when it's unrepressed or just triggers the memory.
I agree with that, but I also think you can plant things into your brain. You can hack it, right? So
yeah.
What I learned in school. Is like, because I don't like school, is you can, if you read something before you go to bed, you're still fucking thinking about it. And you can work this in a bunch of ways. Like if you do 10 sit-ups before you go to bed, your stomach muscles keep working for like 35, 40 minutes after you're going to bed, after you're lying down. So it's like a hack. It's like doing 40 sit-ups, but you only did 10.
Hyperbolic time training.
Yeah. So... you could do the same thing, you know, the last thing you put in your mind before you lay your head to the pillow, that shit's going to be processing, right? It's going to be stewing around.
Yeah.
for sure manifest a dream.
Right. So I think what she was kind of talking about is borderline manifestation, right? That's why I mentioned that, because manifestation is the active
magnetism.
The active, the act of actively doing it, right? Like taking certain steps to try to make something happen through thought process. And if you're doing that, you would be thinking about it in your dream as well, because you've already set this thing in motion. So to me, that would make sense.
Well, I dream about being a comedian, man. I mean, I don't set out, like, I don't go to sleep with the intent of it, but man, if I'm eating, sleeping.
Well, change that. Change that every night. Go to the sleep with the intent of, this is powerful mojo. I'm talking, it's bordering on magic. So
it is
this
magic.
Is like Alice. This is Aleister Crowley type shit, right? I'm a big
except
fan.
Without you know, like blood rituals.
Except
you
know? Yeah, we're not killing chickens or you know whatever
chickens,
or anything else.
Kill chickens like an amateur.
Yes, every day. But no, in setting the intention is powerful, and when you set it, so like. The last thing you think about in your waking hour is powerful, bro. And Yep. And then another thing, have you heard of that book, The Secret?
Is that how to like
or,
sleep or
the there's this book, The Artist's Way. So there's a movie called The Secret, and like Oprah and like you know, Jim Carrey, they're all huge fans of this thing. But it's this amazing book called The Artist's Way. And it's basically a workbook that focuses your attention on what you want to do. And part of it is kind of magic and teaches you how to manifest and shit. It shows you where you're putting your time every day. You know, it breaks everything down for you. But it's pretty powerful. Okay. Heavily suggest everybody check that out. The Artist's Way. It's amazing. Sure. It'll help you do whatever you want to do.
Do you write?
Yeah, I love writing.
Like you, I can tell are you a pen and paper fellow?
Totally.
Yeah, me too. I'm a purist.
But I got notebooks full of shit.
Like whenever you're writing, you go into like sometimes just don't even know what you're putting down. Hardly, it's just like coming out or where it came from.
Absolutely, trying to get it out as fast as possible before it goes away.
Because it's always the best stuff that tries to get away the fastest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, straight up. And I don't know where it comes from.
You just have to be present for it, man. I mean.
Yeah, totally. Channel into something.
Not to get, you know, all loopy about anything like that. But, man, it's like whenever we riff half the time, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, but
same.
It gets laughs.
Same, dude. None of this is I'm not repeating anything I've said before. I'm not like, yeah, this is just off the cuff.
I love it. I mean, it's hard fucking to get awesome. People that you can actually like do that with, you know, be on the same page and in tune. But
it is. It is. Because it's a lot of things, right? You gotta know a lot about, or at least a little about a lot of things to be able to comment on a lot of shit. And to keep shit going, and then you got to just be, you know, funny, and you got to be quick, and man, yeah, dude, I'm pleasure to fucking meet you. This has been a blast, man.
Same here, man. Likewise. I mean, I appreciate
it. I'm stoked. I'm all stoked up. I want to do a regular show with you.
I would love to do that, man. I won't be so stuttery next time. Maybe teach me to stay up for.
I don't even know what you're talking about. You need to shut the fuck up with that, because I haven't heard it. So you're the one hearing it. So stop with that.
I'm gonna manifest myself a stutter.
Or you're gonna, right? Exactly. But don't focus on something that isn't there, because I'm not hearing it, bro. So whatever.
Good.
You're cracking me up, dude.
I see in Maze here, safe word popped out to me. I have to see what made the poet safe word.
Safe word? Oh, shit.
Are there any safe words for this show tonight? Oh, man, I'll tell you. I just took round two a little over.
Where'd you take it?
Almost 2 hours ago, and I still feel miserable. But anyway, what are we talking about? Roseanne Barr. No, I'm not into her. Nobody's into me, so I guess that makes it even. Any safe words tonight, gentlemen? Or is it everything and anything?
Safe word would be Felch Queen.
Oh, that's a good one. I was going to say Strazbuzia. I like that better. Yours sounds like what Velcro coming apart.
Felch Queen. And we won't tell people what Felch Queen means. You can just look it up on Urban Dictionary.
At the same time as you look up waffle stomping. And for those of you that didn't know, waffle stomping is the art of shitting in the shower and stomping it through the drain like a fucking
junkie. And if you didn't know, now you know.
And if you, well, I know that, so now you do.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And there's some things that you can't unsee, and now that is one of them. Like, well, we're all now good. Mental waffle stompers. What did you have for dinner, waffle stomper?
Was it waffles? They put waffle, by God.
Because the burrito would be rough. Like, oh, carne asada, call the plumber.
Oh, burr, I want a burrito.
Burr, we got a burrito in the pipe again, Mr. Burr. It's the third time of this a week. He's very costly for me as your landlord, and I must say, what are you eating?
It's just a mirito.
What is this mirito? Because it's clogging the pipes.
It's full of bullshit and bad intentions. I don't know. Well,
do you need to eat this mirito every day? Maybe three days.
No, I take speed. I only eat like once every 4 days. That's why it's the fiber. I mean, it's just
Mr. Burr. My plumbing. My plumbing.
Give you some Drano. Well, come fix my pipes, baby boy.
All right, so what do you do about the dreams that are...
Oh, no.
What I call night terrors. And I'll explain this. I have had family members who were in concentration camps, and I have dreams about being back in that period. I can feel the tattooed numbers on my arm, and I've actually seen them, and no, I will not repeat those numbers. I have only been stuck in the times of concentration camps, and I can't get out of them. And I've told my brain that this is not reality. And this is not my time, and still I digress back into those. So, it's pretty fucked up, but that's the way I dream most of the time, and I can't get rid of it. There has been nobody to explain this to me.
I don't know by any stretch of imagination that this is correct, but... And the only way I could say that is equal and opposite. You know, as above, so below. You know, every force, equal opposite, you know, everything echoes. Mm-hmm. It's just the same energy that has been here is coming back through you. Maybe you're just a more sensitive person or more receptive to it.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. We're going to continue this topic tomorrow, so please tune in at the same time. And remember, if you dig what I'm doing, please do share with friends.
All right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.